Hello, everybody.
Yes, welcome. It's all very exciting here because we're using new technology. Well,
so
technology might be a bit of a
stretch. We're using the new thing that holds the phone. So yeah. Probably, if you're watching this on the video, we probably look a little bit closer than we normally do, which I'm not too comfortable about. Yeah, I think,
Why are you so tall?
Because I'm closer to the camera.
Are you?
You do the thing. Look. Now, look. What happens? Half a step.
We change. Perspective.
Perspective is everything.
Magic Mike got a load of new gear. It's not technology. It's bendy stuff. It's like, I tell you what it's like. It's like a really strong straw.
It's like if you were to get plastic surgery, right? If someone asks you, you get that question, right? So if you could get any operation done to change your body in the world, what would it be? And people say, oh, their nose or their lips or their arse or a new set of jabs or whatever. What I always said was, I'd love an arm with loads of elbows in it.
Yeah.
So you could just put it anywhere you want. You could pick up things that fell behind the radiator.
Yeah,
oh,
you want a pipe cleaner for an arm.
That's what he has. He's got one of them, except it holds the phone for this.
And it latches on. Now, so basically what we're saying, the reason we're telling you this is because anything could happen. It might fall off.
It won't.
This is a first.
No, this is just Jim being weird because he's never seen equipment that works since he's moved here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the good shit.
Yeah.
This is going to
work 100%. Stuff that was bought off the internet and that never goes wrong.
Never goes wrong. I'll tell you. I think he got it with a shipment of drugs that he was getting to sell outside later.
We have to start this, right? We have to start. It's not often, if you're a regular listener to the show or the after show or anything that we do, I think it's fair to give us credit that we don't often blow our trumpet. Because we very rarely have anything to blow our trumpet about.
Well, yeah.
We're not very good at anything.
Well, yeah, okay,
so,
yeah, I'll give you that.
As a result, we tend not to boast.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
But we're about to start this show with a boast.
Why, what's up now?
Because we got an email in. I wonder, can I find it?
Oh, yeah.
Or a WhatsApp or whatever it was. And from this lady, I can't remember her name. I wish I could remember her name.
It's the strangest message we ever got now, in fairness.
But we're going to surmise it for you. Basically, this lady had a baby, right? About 5 months ago, was it?
Yeah, five months.
And she decided she was going to pump her breast milk.
And listen to those.
But she went, no, well, this
is before.
She was
struggling. She was pumping away all and nothing was coming out. It was like trying to get oil out of an old car. Nothing was happening. She was pumping and
she's listening to this. She'll enjoy that.
Nothing was happening, she said.
And then she apparently just came across one of our after show shows.
Yeah, just by chance. She said, oh, listen to these feckin' ticks. And then, starts listening to us. The Diddies. She struck gold. Diddy gold. She struck. And she was saying that she was listening to us, the Diddy Gold was coming out.
And she said, so as she realised, God, I wonder is there a connection. So she went and she found old podcasts.
Yeah.
And
Diddy Gold was there,
too. There was a massive increase in Diddy Milk as a result of listening to our podcasts.
Yeah.
And so then we are the Diddy Milk Kings.
We're like the Beverly Hillbillies of Diddy Milk.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a man and his name was Jim. The Diddy's milked when they listened to him. Then came PJ dancing in the nude. Oh, that's a different... That's, I don't know why I'd be in the nude.
Yeah. Then it all got very crude.
Then came PJ talking too. Yeah. And then it all got very crude. So that is
our claim
to
fame.
We're the Beverly Diddy Billies. They're the Diddy Billies.
That's going to be our claim to fame, that this show literally has,
it can be a
10% increase in Diddy output.
We are the only podcast in the world that can help you lactate.
Oh, yeah.
Because we sound like a couple of squealing kids,
Is it the juvenile nature, is it?
Must be, because isn't that what happens?
Or do you reckon she was listening thinking they need to be mothered?
I don't care what it is.
They need somebody looking after them.
Yeah, it must be that because it is a thing, isn't it? A friend of mine, she said, like, if she heard other people's kids crying,
I thought you were literally going to turn around and go, a friend of mine, like, she has ditties, right?
Yeah, and she told me all about it. She told me every time I opened my mouth, her ditties leak, and that's what she said.
Oh my God!
And so that I think it must be that it must be there must now, be some association with sort of childhood with us or something.
Or else
she just looks at us and thinks them lads they must be starving or something. Or she sees us with black coffees all the time.
That's it. A natural instinct. Now we don't want to put anybody off, right? As in,
no,
like, you don't be afraid. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that if you've no reason to lactate that you're suddenly going to start randomly. Like if you're a 57-year-old man or something.
If that happens now, honestly, call an ambulance. Don't even wait to go to the doctor.
Don't
call
blame
an ambulance.
Us. Yeah. Best to get it checked in.
You're not supposed to have Diddy Milk if you're a 57-year-old man. I know that's for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even now, if it comes out of the carton.
We're not doctors, but we can probably stand over that.
I definitely know that. I definitely know that. Jeepers.
So there you go. Where do you go from there? Like, how, I mean, I don't know if there's many more heights you can scale,
well,
really, when you've literally helped somebody lactate.
Well, you say that, but I do know a man that says every time I open my mouth, he gets a pain in his hole. So, there's
wow,
that as well.
There yeah, is that.
There is that. I can make your diddy's milk and I can make your hole sore. There you go. With the sound of my voice.
Extraordinary.
Yes. Could Jesus say the same? I think not.
Wow.
I think
actually,
not.
Oh my God, I just realised that.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of loaves and the fishes and all and the,
yeah, yeah,
and the water into wine and everything. Do you think, like, this was our version of a miracle, was it, that where there was a barren ditty and, you know what I mean?
Well, it was,
maybe
yeah,
not barren.
Wasn't
I
barren ditty.
I don't want to offend the woman if she's still listening, but let's just say...
Ditty that took a bit of work. And
yeah,
then along came the ditty men.
The ditty men?
The ditty men came
God,
along. And started talking to me, oh, come on now, where that's all you hear. And the ditties heard, that's all they heard. Because that's what we'd sound like if you couldn't make the words out.
I think, in fact, and by the way, in case anybody thinks we're making this stuff up, right, I think Mike put that up on social media.
I think he did, yeah, he
I think he actually
it, yeah,
posted the WhatsApp message we got.
So fair play, thank you very much. It's amazing. Some of the messages you get in are really nice. Some people said real nice things about depression and how they've helped and all. But the only one that Jim cared about was the Diddy one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I was just well impressed. No, and that is true. Like, we do get lovely messages and you're very kind for sending them, saying, you know, people that maybe have had a hard time and first time they had a proper belly laugh in a while and all that. And we genuinely appreciate that. That's very good. But yeah, I'm not going to make a liar out of PJ. He's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wildly impressed with the Diddy
milk.
It was so
impressive. Can you believe our voices are changing the physiology of a woman out there?
It's as close as I'll ever get to being a doctor.
Well, it's close.
Or a medical man.
Medical. Imagine, yeah. It'd be great now if you ended up like one of them.
Jim McCabe.
He'd be on Netflix
woman,
now. Wait to see.
He'd be there. Go, Jim McCabe can talk to your diddies.
He'd be one of them. And there'd be women coming up and go,
when was the last time you had some Diddy milk?
Well, it was probably 3 weeks ago.
Too long. Would you turn around? I need to have a chat with your Diddy's place.
He'd do that. He'd go, the noise. That would sound like a podcast. It'd be all like that. And then the Diddy's would be like, they'll start moving on their own and all. It'd be like they're dancing. It'd be like a Diddy charmer. It'd be like a Diddy child.
Yeah,
yeah. And or then next thing, she'd be like, oh my God, I think I can see
remember
something happen.
There used to be lads, when we were kids, there was lads, and they were hugely popular, and they'd be in areas, they'd just rock up in an area, and they'd get a huge crowd, and they'd be claiming to be faith healers and all.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Around the time of the moving statues and everything.
I know, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I
we
do.
We could do that.
I
we
do.
Could do that. We could have little gatherings.
My ma wanted me to go to one.
Areas all over the place, and we could gather, and people, you know, dry people could come up to us, and we could help them.
Yeah, knowing my luck now, I'd be a willy charmer. That'd be my... No, that's what will happen to me. You'll be there and they'll be helping people and all these people will be coming.
Yeah.
And they'll all be like, the lads will be coming up saying, their hair will be growing back and all. You'll be there, yeah, don't worry, you have it sorted.
I'll tell you, if I had that miracle, I know where I'd be starting myself.
Yeah, yeah, look, you can't lactate either, but look, you'll be able to do things for people.
Maybe I'll start talking to myself.
And then I'll be there talking to a lad. I'll do my best for you and I'll be talking to his missus and next thing you'd see his crotch will be shuffling. But then, what's going on? Like, oh, I don't know.
It's never happened before.
And next thing he'd be able to open knots with his own willy and all. I'd be like, how did I do that? I didn't even want this power.
With great power comes with great responsibility.
Great responsibility. And then I'd have to watch myself around, lads, in case their mickeys went spare. Started attacking people. I don't want this
God,
power.
Yeah, yeah. That would be, God, it would be strange if we suddenly discovered that we had superpowers.
Yeah.
That, to be honest with you, they were a great super, really.
Yeah, and speaking about flutes as well, it's election day on Saturday.
Way!
So you get to vote
beautiful
for,
segue.
Well, you get to vote for, have you made up your mind? Do you know what you're going? I'm not asking you now, but
no,
have you made up your mind?
I genuinely don't have a clue.
I think I'm going to do that thing. Fucking point. Here's the thing. Nobody knows who's going to go into... jump into the bed with who else.
Yeah.
So you don't actually know what you vote for.
Yeah.
Right? You literally
so you
have
could
no
vote
idea.
For somebody who said, I will never
yeah, so if you
enter.
Vote, yeah, so if you vote for Fianna Fáil saying, we'll never go in with Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
And Fianna Gael are going, we'll never do anything. And Fianna Sinn Féin. They're saying, we'll never prop up these governments. But now we know someone has to do something. So... You're bound to be voting for something you didn't want, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you think, why do I care?
Yeah.
Can I not just go in? I'll just go in and play the tin whistle significantly.
Significantly.
Or maybe, what's that?
What is the word I tried to use? Not significantly. Imagine.
Significantly.
What are you doing? I'm making a significant protest.
That's a what's he doing over there? I think he's playing... Oh, no, he's not just playing the tin whistle. I think he's playing it significantly. I think we're meant to know something from this.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Let me just see what the tune is.
He'd be looking and go...
Oh.
I went down somewhere and go, I don't know what the
tune
is.
I think what that is. I think that's Ireland's call.
Yeah. I don't know what the tune is. But I can tell you one thing. The more he plays, the more he will. He's trying to get home. He's home.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I'm lactating all over the place. But I was going to tell you what I was going to do. I was going to do that website thing. Did you do that?
Mm.
You know, there's supposed to be a website. And
whichcandidate.ie.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, whichcandidate.ie.
What do you do? You answer
all
the questions.
You put in your constituency.
Right.
And then it'll ask you a load of questions that it has asked your candidate.
Right.
So it will then match you up exactly with the candidates who are running in your constituency as to how similar your views are.
And does it work?
It does. But there's no nuance. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it won't ask you, would you like speed bumps in Realmwood? Or, like, you know, more general. So it doesn't give you the taste of the person. But yeah, it does work.
Yeah.
I've gotten the same results on all of these. Bar
1%. I'm just afraid I'll go on and it'll say, you're closely assigned to the Disney party.
Yeah, please don't vote. Just please.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't vote.
You're incapable of intelligent thought. Yeah. Please stay away.
Yeah, stick to Digi Chairman. That'd be fine to come up for one of us.
Because I was talking to a lad the other day. Remember years ago when the monster raving loony party in England.
Yeah, I do remember
that. Remember
the
one that first, screaming Lord Sutch and all that.
That was him, yeah.
Right? And
dressed in the mad yellow top hat and everything.
And back then, I know kind of like, there's probably, look, it's all different now or whatever. Back then, that was a really weird thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the best part of it was, right, nothing to do with what they stood for or didn't stand for or protest votes or anything. The best part was because the returning officer or whatever they're called in England had to read it out. So they'd be going, you know, Lord... Oh, Geoffrey Ranston, Conservative, 2784. Screaming Lord Such, monster raving loony party, 473.
It was just
him having to read it out.
Yeah, but it was always like, yeah, like you said, Tory Conservatives, 45,003. You know, Labour, 35,718. Monster raving loony party, 22. Always this brilliantly ridiculous number that he was after getting. And then the celebrating him. Like he just won.
Yeah,
like yes! One closer! We've gained 5 votes in 4 years! Delighted with himself.
It's like a lad told me the other day about, and I don't know when it was, right, but apparently some lad stood for election. I'm nearly certain he said it was in Galway, right?
Yeah.
And he only got one vote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
one. It was him.
He got one vote. But the weird thing was, he had two living parents.
Oh my God! Neither of them. That's disgraceful, isn't it? Like if you can't even get your ma to vote.
So either
for
his ma or his dad went.
I told him I've
raised him. I'm not letting them run the place.
Yeah, I don't even trust that fucker to put the bins out.
And then now that you say it, that never even occurred to me at the time. He could have voted for himself.
Yeah, yeah. Sure,
so
that was his only
maybe
vote.
Maybe neither of his parents.
Yeah, he voted.
Oh, my God.
He voted for himself and went, let them rally up here. Imagine.
And both his folks went, oh, Jesus.
And then whoever his number two was ended up getting his vote anyway. I'm sick of it, isn't it?
Brilliant.
I remember Aidan Walsh. Remember Aidan Walsh?
Oh, yeah.
And he ran for election.
Was he the Screaming Eagles or something?
Yeah, Walsh and the Emperor's Eagles and Master of the Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Aidan Walsh, Master of the Universe and the Emperor's Eagles, I think it was. Or the Screaming Eagles. No, you're right, yeah. And he ran. And he was in the RDS Count Centre one of the years.
Right.
And he turned up dressed as a king. Right, and he was wearing
a
crown and a golden suit with a pair of like slippers on, right?
Brilliant.
And he had two sticks shoved down the side of this cape. So that when he lifted his hand up, the whole cape came up around him.
Like wings.
Like wings, yeah. And they asked him, like, what was his policy? And he says, if I get into power, I'm going to make FIFA Fine Gael a big football match. And the winner of the football match gets to run the country for the week.
So you had to play it every week?
You had to play every week. You had to play on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And whoever won that Sunday got to run the country. And you know something? I think I'd go for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was just about to say politics isn't as entertaining as it should be.
Yeah,
that would
help.
A
political football league, I'd be really into it.
Oh my God, a political football.
Sinn Féin would be all.
It's like it's
real George with the fouls and all. And Fianna Fáil keep robbing the footballs and whistles and paying off the ref.
Oh my God.
Fianna Gael would be turning up acting like they were too superior to be there in the first place, wondering with their hockey sticks.
Why the dressing rooms are so downbeat? What do you mean you have to change in your car? It'd be ridiculous.
Be unreal. The greens would be wondering why the pitch wasn't heat.
They'd be checking the grass to make sure it was sustainable.
I'm not playing on artificial grass. This is outrageous. What paint did you use to put the lines down? Their vegan oranges at half time. It'd be amazing, Frank.
A great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Labour just trying to make up the rules as they go along. No, it's not offside unless you're in the car park. It'd be brilliant, Craig.
Brilliant. We've sorted it. That's the way it should be. Scrap all this election business. We need a political football.
Yeah, we do. Political football. Never thought about it that way.
We could do that. That's the way forward, people.
So there you go. Vote Aidan Walsh.
Yeah.
Especially if
he's not running.
And whatever you do, never vote for your son.
Yeah.
Regardless of what party they're in. You know them better than anyone.
Oh, brilliant.